we left, we needed to scratch the window shield of our car. It was fully iced and we couldn't really get into, we could get into the front seat, but not in the back because everything was covered in ice and we couldn't open the door. But eventually everything melted and we are now here. I want to affectionately greet all of you, and a little later, as we, I will just start with a kirtan, but then I will introduce this new type of program in our Radha Desh Mellows. It is something that we felt was very, very helpful in fine-tuning all of us for better results, or the best results, if you so wish, during our upcoming Kirtan festival. This is a little bit conceived to be like a tune-in session. All of you are not radio users in the old sense of the radio. You know, when we had radios in the old times, there was a handle and we would move something on a scale. We would see and it would make a sound as it would try to find a channel. And then when we had found the channel, we just needed to use another bottom and fine-tune it, and then we received Beethoven's 7th symphony or whatever was on the radio. Very clear, very inspiring for music lovers. Without that tuning in, we would not be in that program, and we would be all around but not hear that particular broadcast. So a tune-in session is meant to help all of us to find a right channel in our life that will connect us with a transcendental experience, a spiritual experience. If we are not tuned in, we might miss it all. There's a poem. Today God spoke to me in flowers. I had expected words, and I almost missed the conversation. So in Kirtan events, Krishna speaks to us and is waiting to reveal himself. But if we have our attention somewhere else, if we are not tuned in properly, we might miss the whole communication, the whole event, the whole what is going on the spiritual platform. So the devotees have requested me to give this tune-in session, and I'm totally excited. I will condense a little bit what I usually do in the holy name retreats. Not the whole thing, that cannot be condensed, but some aspects of it, and I hope to give you something that will help you to find the right channel and have a transcendental experience, a transcendental communication, and all of that. So let us just sing as the devotees are come. I see so many of you whom I wish to greet individually. I see you a little bit vague. I nowadays need glasses, and these are not the right glasses. These are for a small distance, but if I put on my long distance glasses, I will see many of you who I know since many years, and I welcome all of you, and I think we will have an opportunity to greet each other individually. I see Yogindra, and next to him Dharana Chaitanya, and then Ananda Mukti. Very good. Hare Krishna. So should we sing? Namo Om. Please join me. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Dinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prachara Shunyavadi Taskatyare Satay Jai Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Gunya Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Gopi Jana Vallabha Yashoda Nandana Raja Janaranjana Yamunatira Vanachari Yamunatira Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Jaya Prabhu Parat, Prabhu Parat, Prabhu Parat, Sila Prabhu Parat,
Prabhu Parat, Prabhu Parat, Prabhu Parat, Sila Prabhu Parat,
Jaya Lord. Gauranithai, 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 Jaya Radha Gopinatha, Radha Gopinatha, Radha Gopinatha, Radha. Gaur Premanandi, Hari 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 Bo, Hari Krishna. So welcome all of you who have traveled from near and mostly from far. I do know there are devotees from the desert of Arabia to the desert of New York and various Scandinavian countries and so on. Welcome, welcome all of you. May you all attain what you have come for. Today in this welcoming lecture, I have been requested to give you a tune-in session that will hopefully help you to make most of your stay here at Radha Desh. I consider myself not a very accomplished chanter, but therefore it's a great and undeserved honor for me to address you all. My dear devotees, by Krishna's mercy, we are all together now for the next few days. And what we experience is entirely dependent on our own consciousness and how we approach this event. My dear devotees, it's and friends and skeptics and whoever you are, it's highly important for us to first of all know what is the speciality of this event. I already addressed the devotees when we arrived from Germany, but I want to repeat. This program has a unique feature, and by understanding its unique position, you will be able to make a unique experience. There are now many kirtan programs in our movement, and it's wonderful to see this. I've just come from Dubai, where we had changed the location to another location where we could host significantly more guests and devotees. But the organizers told me the Dubai Kirtan Rasa Festival is a Matsya project. You may remember when Matsya appeared, he was first contained in a small vessel like this, but he grew so quickly that he outgrew the space. Then
another vessel was found, but zoop, he grew also and filled that up. Then he was placed into a pond, into a lake, and finally every container was too small for him because he had grown so much so that he was brought into the wide ocean, the unlimited Samudra. So our kirtan events grow also like this, whatever space we find. But here we have just built this facility. It's three times as big as the other one, which we had for many, many years in the community hall. But you will see over the festival, it will be much too small. Now it's still, everyone is arriving and not yet here. You know, they are all on the airplanes and on ships and on camels or donkeys or whatever is the means of transportation. But you will see. And we can't build another building. We are not poor. We are. We are not poor, that's true, but we are not rich also, so something in between. So we had to really think about how to give this different, its unique charm, its unique purpose, its unique attractiveness, its unique possibility. And I think this picture captures very much what we are trying to do with all of you. We try to come to a level of absorbing ourselves in the holy name, perhaps like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who said that this holy name is when it is properly chanted, it will take us out of the ocean of repeated birth and death and bring us right into the presence of the Lord. It is not an outreach kirtan where we try to reach many people in big halls. I remember I was part of such an outreach effort, the Gauranga Bhajan Band, we called it, and we rented big halls. In Moscow we had a hall which we filled with 33,000 people and a few ants and mice. And it was a program really catered for the outside. We had an attractive stage program with flowers that we threw into the crowd and balloons that came down from the ceiling upon a certain pistol shot. And there were many programs I know in Hungary. Many noteworthy stadiums were filled by the Hungarian devotees and so on. There is this very, very wonderful program of His Holiness Indradyumna Maharaj, the Kirtan Fest in Rishikesh, which is really catered for the searchers, the yoga community. If you are not a yogi, you are there is someone who checks you at the gate and will not allow you entry, because it is meant to be an outreach program, not so much for our devotees. No, it is like, and our devotees in India can easily fill every space within minutes. This is different. This is a program where we try to strengthen our own spiritual life. It's a program where we try to purify our hearts. It's a program where we try to come closer in our own spiritual journey towards Krishna. When we discussed with Manu, we found the name. It's like in the history of the Kirtan movement. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started his Kirtan movement, he started in a relatively small space, the house of Srivas Thakur and Srivas Sangam. And there was also a gate, and outsiders were simply not allowed. It were only for devotees, and for that matter, serious chanters whom Chaitanya Mahaprabhu invited for this program, because his idea was he wanted to spread the holy name all over the world, but he needed to have strong people, pure people, who would do it with the right motivation so that Krishna would manifest during the kirtan. Yes. So this is a little bit like the Shiva Sangam program. At least we try, we want. Prabhupada once surprised us. He said, it was in 73, to deliver the whole world by preaching Krishna's message to others is our mission. That's all right. But an even higher realization, the highest realization, is to save oneself. Should I repeat? To deliver the whole world by preaching, yes, that is our mission, that's all right. But an even higher realization, the highest realization, is to save oneself. There is another letter he wrote with the same words. It's not just one isolated case. And I remember when Prabhupada wrote a letter for my own second initiation, we were a few who got second initiation. He said, he said something very important. We had spread in Germany. We had many, many small centers in German towns. And Prabhupada said, this is now enough. It's enough. It's enough. Now we want to boil the milk, to make it thick, to make it sweet. We don't want to thin it for cheating the customer. He had the idea, you know, when in India, the land of honesty, a milkman sells milk. He puts this much milk and the rest water, pure milk. The land of honesty. So Prabhupada says we don't want to thin Krishna consciousness for cheating the customer. We want to boil the milk now. When Bhaktivinoda Thakur chanted the holy name, a neighbor who lived just next to his property once told someone who wrote it down, and it was published later, how he chanted. He said, when I heard Bhaktivinoda Thakur chanting in the morning, it was early Brahma Muhurta time, and I heard the Thakur chanting, he sounded like a child who was calling for his mother, Hey Krishna, Hey Krishna, Hare Krishna. My dear devotees, Hari Kirtan is different from Maya Kirtan. Hari Kirtan, or the Kirtan and praise of the Lord Hari, is different from kirtan, which is often self-serving, where you want to put yourself in the center, your melody, where you just dream to be one day on the spot before the microphone and Mayapur TV films you and you send it to your village that you made it. It's different. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and I have written this down to shock you a little bit. He described the difference between Hari Kirtan and Maya Kirtan. Can I read this to you?
Yes.
It will be a little shocking. No problem?
No.
No? So some of you might have to fasten your seatbelts now. Click. Ladies and gentlemen, we are starting our flight in a second. Fasten your seatbelts so that you don't fall out of the window. We make a little orchestra here so that it... Would you like A sharp or B? It doesn't matter, Maharaj, just say it. B. Kirtan is called Sankirtan when many people perform it together. But consider this question. Will it be worthy of the name Sankirtan if some worthless people, without any enthusiasm to serve the Lord, come together to shout in unison? Will the kirtan be really Sankirtan if people who have not the right mood of Nam Seva come together and make a loud sound? It will be true Hari Sankirtan when we join the Sankirtan of the true devotees who are serving Sri Bhagavan according to the principles established in the Vedas and the Eliot Shastras. This is not Maya Kirtan. Maya Kirtan means chanting within the jurisdiction of the illusory potency. Krishna Kirtan or Hari Kirtan is coming together to please the Lord. It's really Kirtan. My dear devotees, these things need to be spoken out and discussed in the assembly of Vaishnavas, because what we wish really is nothing short than the Lord's appearance in our heart. This is not a cheap thing. This is not something fleshy and changing. It is the eternal purpose of the human form of life, to fall in love with Krishna. This yesterday I read, the purpose of Krishna consciousness is to become mad for Krishna. This is what Prabhupada says. Woo! Wonderful. So how do we get there? I want to bring you back in time to the year 1968. It was the beginning of our movement. Prabhupada started it in 1966. And he had preached somewhat. The first year was not so consequential. He tried. He said it's crying in the wilderness. People were not responding. But then after a year, it did pick up. And now in the year 68, he was in the town of Seattle. Where is Seattle, please? I know it's in America, but where is it?
Northwest.
Northwest America. Washington State. Washington State. Oops, Washington means a certain person in the White House.
Opposite.
Good. So, There were young people. They were all excited. They would get their beads and their names. Some were had not been able to sleep the whole night. They looked like this, and their eyes were hanging on Srila Prabhupada's lips and every word which he said, and Prabhupada tuned them in now for the initiation and the chanting of the holy name. And he said, this is just an excerpt, he said many more things. He said, as soon as you chant Hare Krishna, that means Krishna is dancing on your tongue. You should be very careful. And then he gave an analogy how we should be careful. He said, as you offer so much respect to your spiritual master as soon as he is present, so if Krishna is present on your tongue, how much more careful you should be. You should always know Krishna is there. Wonderful, no? When you chant, my dear devotees, always you should know Krishna is there and you should be careful. Don't we know this when we chant somehow our rounds and then an exalted personality, perhaps our own spiritual master, or a devotee whom we love and have respect for comes in, all of a sudden we go, mobile telephone, no, he shouldn't see that I'm watching my news here, and so on. We are very careful. Imagine if God is there. Will you have time to binge on your mobile telephone messages? No. You will have. Will you have time to think of inappropriate things? No. You will try to focus on Krishna and be there with Krishna because he's so important for you. So Krishna is present when we chant, but are we present, my dear devotees? Are we there? Or do we miss the whole conversation or the communication? Absent-minded chanting means you give actually more importance to your wandering thoughts than to Krishna. And this is our main problem. This is why we are here. This is why young girls cry because something didn't go well in their relationship. This is the why devotees are not satisfied in their spiritual life. To be absent from Krishna is the cause for dissatisfaction, downfalls, frustrations, and dryness, and being half dead, and so on. But being in the presence of Krishna is just like being in the presence of the sun. There is no darkness, no inner darkness, no problems any longer. It's in the Harinam Chintamani. There's one statement which, for many who come to holy name retreats, it's often repeated in these retreats. It's like a wake-up call. The statement is this. I've written it down. If one chants the holy names of the Lord, but his attention is elsewhere, how can he benefit? If such a person chants even 100,000 holy names of the Lord, still not a drop of the mellows of the taste of ecstatic love will be attained. No?
My dear devotees, inattention or not being present when we chant is the main reason why we are stuck in our spiritual life. It's also the main reason why we are stuck in our relationship. It's the main reason why we are stuck in our finances or whatever is on our mind. The dam in our life, the unpleasant dam in our life, which dams us, is opening up the moment you come into the flow of love, the moment you come into the flow of ecstasy, the moment you are in the flow of bliss, and that comes when you notice Krishna's presence, and you are able to move forward at that time. Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote once, if one gives up all the offenses in chanting but remains inattentive, he can never develop attachment for chanting. My dear devotees, our kirtan or our relationship to the holy name in whatever form we are now doing kirtan needs a shift. Here comes my difficult new English word, a paradigmic shift. That means a total different way of looking at it. And when we do that, something wonderful will happen. It's not music. It's not about rhythm. It's not even about being together and having a joyful experience. That's already very good if we have this motive. It's mainly, first and foremost, about a relationship. A relationship where we naturally become absorbed in Krishna, his form, his qualities, his lila. Once the devotees asked Prabhupada, is it an offense to think of Krishna while I sing kirtan? And Prabhupada said, you should know by now it's not an offense. Rather, it is required that when you sing the names of the Lord appears to you, the form appears to you, how he looks, his qualities like his merciness, mercifulness towards his devotees. All this should appear before you, just like it appeared, the Lord appeared before Arjuna and said, here I am in my form. No? This is required. This shift we need to make from now I'm struggling to be present or I'm distracted to now I am with Krishna, finished. and feeling it with your heart and soul. Ah. I will come now to an end. Let me look secretly at the wristwatch. We are in good time. As you are chanting, remind yourself that Krishna is present. There was once a young Brahmin couple. This is told in the book Bhaktamala, where the life of devotees is described. It's a book which Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur asked his devotees to study for. He had some examinations in Shastras. It's a very good book. And it describes a young couple. They were brahmanas. And, you know, when there's marriage, the wife usually leaves the house of her family to move to the village or town of her husband.
And it's usually a very dramatic scene. The ladies who are marrying are crying, the family, their brothers and sisters are there, mother and father, they all cry because the little Lali, the little girl who was, you know, growing up in the family, will now leave the family to be with her husband all the time. So they were walking through the forest to reach the wife's house. The wife wanted, after 10 years or so, see her father, brother, sister, and she went with her good husbands. Now in India, the wealth of the family is often melted into gold rings, and the women carry it. They have it always with them. They don't trust the banking system. There is no banking system. So they were going through a forest, and some travelers saw them, and they said, "Oh, where are you going?" And the woman said, "I'm visiting my parents after 10 years. It's such and such village." "Oh," said the travelers, "we are happening to go into the same village. Let us go together. Then we can protect you from robbers and gangsters." So the husband and the wife just looked at each other. They didn't know the people, but they seemed to be honest. And they went. They continued to go. Now, in the forest, these travelers who had joined them showed their real face. They took knives out and threatened the men and the woman and said, "Give us all your wealth." They also noted that the lady was very beautiful. Somehow her form was very nicely developed. So they had another idea. They killed the husband right before their eyes. And then they took the lady and went a little bit more into the forest on the path in order to do, you know, how do you call her? Violate her chastity. At this time, the lady, who was shocked, she had just seen her husband being killed, called out, "Ram! Ram! Ram! Ram!" The big man, the big leader of the thief, was already pushing her down and started to move her cloth and so on. And he said, "Don't scream so loud. This will not help you. If you are more cooperative, it will be easier and we will let you free." She said, "Ram, Ram, Ram, Ram." Yes, correct. The baby also. It's something we should. Yes, Ram, Ram, Ram. And "Be quiet," said the leader of the gangsters. "Be quiet." "Ram, Ram, Ram." All of a sudden, the whole atmosphere changed. And on the road, Ram stood there with his bow and arrows. And he loosened one arrow and shot it on the leader, and it was a clean shot. The leader fell away from the lady on the ground, and he just looked at all the others. And then the others just were dumbfounded. I mean, to see Ram with his bow and arrow is not a small thing. And they started to fall on the ground, and Ram only said one word: "Go now." they ran away, and then he came to the lady who was just bathing and having tears of ecstasy in her eyes. He said, "I am here. You have called for me. What is your wish?" And the lady could only think of one thing. "Please, down the road, my husband is there. They cut his throat. Please revive him. Let me be with my husband." And Lord Ram said, "See, look, he's already coming towards you." Then he said, "When you call my name, I'm always there. Please know this." And he disappeared. This is such a well-known narration. It is known. It is said anyone who hears this will become free from the troubles of Kali Yuga. It's that this one point, when the Lord is, when his name is intonated means called out in the proper mood of Krishna consciousness, then he is there. First, you will just feel his presence like many of you have felt. It feels so joyful. I remember one devotee was a little shy by nature and never danced, but in one kirtan he started to dance, and he danced on the stage with me, and I said, "What happened to you? You're so introvert normally." "I felt so joyful, Maharaj." This is how you first feel the presence of the Lord. It's almost like when the sun rises, you don't see the sun immediately. You see the fingers of the sun rays just coming a little over the horizon, no? And coming and brightening the days. But as you chant more, and as you stay there in the joyfulness, many wonderful experiences happen. The next is usually that the heart becomes lightened, the burden go away. It's almost like if you carry a burden on your head and you bow down, then the burden falls. So when you are in the kirtan and you chant with happiness the holy name, it's your sinful reactions that is the burden moves away. And from there many, many more things come. Some of them are so personal and secret that many devotees don't like to talk about them, because in private things are private, no? So today I want to just leave you with one simple thought, and we will do this. Be present and know I am here. As you chant for the next few days or so, you will always look here at this beautiful. Do you also like it? Why do you like it? It looks like a piece of art, no? It has a message. It's not many things. It's just Mahaprabhu chanting in an absorbed way. So if you can maintain this, your mind will slip, of course, but you can go back to the image of the Lord chanting. Or you can think of your home deities where you have a special relationship, or any other. And just come back to this one thing. Be present and know I am there. So we will do this now. I request you to sit up straight. Mm-hmm. When Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments on all the think of me, he gives us a meditational image what it means to think of Krishna. Some of us are thinking of Krishna. How do I do this? Well, you can, very easy it is to think of your deity, where your home deity or the deity you relate to. I know many of you are relating to Radha Syam Sunda in Vrindavan, and you can go in your mind before the altar and chant before them. Or some of you are worshipping their Shilas and can think of them. But Vishwanath Thakur says, think of me as having a face that shines with an effulgence of hair that is curled around my face. Think of me and my lotus eyes, but more than anything, think of me as I'm smiling on you, and through my glance rain down showers of mercy. If you are a young thinker of Krishna, just open your eyes and see the beautiful picture. But somehow be present to the sound of the holy name and know that I, Krishna or Chaitanya, am there. I will remind you, so sit down. We will chant one mantra. It's the fire mantra, which is purifying the mind. I know some of us drove, like I have the whole German Autobahn in my mind at the moment. So I have to make it free the mind. We need to go a little lower, please. One moment, this is just musical thought. We need to write a fine tune. What is it? What? Yeah, sorry. Yes. So please chant three. Chant Ram. If you like to make an experience, you can do the chin. Anyways. It's all right. We can do. Deep inhale. Much more focus, please. Much more focus. Deep inhale. Your mind as you chant. Ah. Hare Ram. Ram Ram Hare Hare Someone please join me with the cartels. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare excellent as a preparation, but each one of us, let us ask ourselves, did I do it? Was I absolute present to the sound of the holy name, the kirtan? And did I also practice an awareness? It's a practice in the beginning that I, Krishna, am there. So as a preparation, this was good, but now we need to be a little bit more serious. Okay, so be present and know in your heart that I, Krishna, am there. Chant prayerfully. All of us now together. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Thank you. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Don't worry, there will be enough kirtan. I need to be mindful of the time. I want to ask if Manu is here. Please come forward, Manu. My dear devotees, there are many, many more things, obviously, which we can do. Consider the verse from Mantranava, Manasam Haranam Socham. Collect your mind as you chant. Avoid impure thoughts. Don't interrupt your chanting with anything. Meditate deeply about the meaning of each name. But really the core, the essence, the seed from which everything comes. Everything means knowledge of your spiritual form, or spiritual identity, or your spiritual nature. Let's be simple, knowledge of yourself, self-realization. Krishna's form and mercy, all this is coming from the seed of attentive chanting, or in Prabhupada's word, we should be present and know that Krishna is present. Like a little seed that you put in the ground and that becomes a mango tree with many fruits. This one little thing that can be practiced on deeper and deeper and still deeper levels will give you a wonderful experience. So, what was our mantra? I don't hear you. Be present and know I'm there. Krishna, no? Yes. So, wonderful. This little thing is very good. I wish you a very wonderful Radhadish Mellows experience. At 8 o'clock, we will all try to fit into a smaller room. We will have to shrink. At least our egos have to shrink who might want comfort. There will be the Adivas ceremony. Adivas, di-di-di, you know, by our... Kirtan Premi, yes, he's the first time here. And Amala Harinam, I believe these two will guide us through this. But for now, I just wanted, because this is the biggest hall, is Manu, do I see you, Manu? Where? Here. Sorry, I did not see many of you. Do you have a microphone? Yes. So Manu will welcome you and perhaps give you a little... I don't know what he will say. But Manu, you know, he has been over all these years going and arranging this. I think he must have perspired a little pond of perspiration in trying to get you all here and accommodate you. So, Hare Krishna, Manu.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Maharaj.